WASPI, Women Against State Pension Inequality. It's grandmas, it's mothers, it's aunties, it's female family members of a certain age who have all been hit by this injustice. They've paid their pension contributions, expected to retire at 60, and in most cases, without any warning, that was put back to 66, and 6 years of pension contributions have been sucked into government spending. If they can do this to millions of women, they can certainly do it to you. And that's why today I'm talking to the WASPI campaign group. If you've faced this injustice and you haven't yet come forward to talk to your local WASPI campaign group, I do urge you to do so. Now is a time where you need to find your voice, where women and men who are supporting them need to join together with a strong, assertive tone and let the government know that this is unacceptable. You may also be finding this extremely tough mentally, physically and spiritually, and so your local WASPI group is a place for support. You'll meet other women who are in exactly the same situation as you.
My name's Di. I currently live in Ventnor, but I've only been on the island around 14 years.
My name is Becky. I live in Seaview. I moved home about 3.5 years ago.
My name's Beverly. I live in Shanklin. I've been on the island for 11 years and recently took early retirement from the NHS.
You are part of WASPI. And let's begin at the beginning. What does WASPI mean?
WASPI stands for Women Against State Pension Inequality, which was looking at the changes in the pension age for women who now have their pensions at 66, but it's not fixed in stone yet. It could still be later. And women were quite aggrieved that they were not informed of this. Many women were not informed at all. So you find yourself at 60 looking forward to a retirement and that you have to wait for a pension.
And does that mean for quite a few ladies that, you know, you're ready for retirement and you've got to get back out there and continue your employment or find new jobs?
Yeah. Therein lies the heart of the problem at the moment, because a lot of women, 75%, I mean, 3.9 million women in this country have been affected by this. So far, estimates have come up with around 60 to 70% of women were not informed of the escalated timetable, because these changes weren't meant to come in or be implemented until 2020. But the Chancellor, in his wisdom, decided to escalate it without giving anyone any notice at all, which has left a lot of women up to £42,000 out of pocket.
Okay, so clearly what he's done is legal in some ways, but morally that's reprehensible.
Well, there have been two pension acts, I suppose there were. One in 1995, which said that there would come a time at which men and women would retire at the same time at 65, which actually none of the WASPI women I know feel is in essence unfair. The problem is that the men all knew they were going to work till 65. We women all thought we were going to finish at 60. Yeah. I never got a single letter telling me. I don't know. Did you, Bev?
No.
Yes, they sent them out, but I never received one.
We've yet to meet any women who've had notice of the escalated timetable.
Yeah. Really? So it was supposed no to be done in 2 year stages initially. And so, you know, women, as you reach it would sort of carry on with time. I can't think of my right words. I'm trying to be very conscious of. Okay. But yeah, and that's been the sort of European stance as well, that it's going in 2 year stages. So it will be a lot longer before they reach equality for pensions. But the decision here was made initially that it would be 2 years, and then all of a sudden it became 6 years. And there's still no guarantee
at all
that it doesn't finish there. It could be that men and women together become entitled to get their state pension at 67, 69.
So they can move the goalposts.
They can move the goalposts.
Well, they did. I mean, the compounded time frame came out of the 2011 communication, but actually the 2010 manifesto pledged not to make any more changes and to keep it at 2020. Subsequently, George Osborne, who was the Chancellor at the time, boasted in an international forum that this was one of his less controversial and easiest single money savings that he did.
To whose detriment and to whose benefit?
To the government's benefit.
Yeah. Yes.
And to the detriment of all those women that would fall within this time frame.
Yeah.
I mean, it subsequently transpired that the government have fallen over for over two decades. Subsequent governments have fallen over for over two decades in as much as they were taking our pension contributions and those of our employers, and they were not contributing. And that was what they should have been doing since the 1960s. But they stopped contributing over 20 years ago because they understood, well, and now there's a shortfall, and they had no idea how to come clean about that shortfall, and so they decided to take the easy way out.
So it comes down to a whole generation of women who are completely missing out.
Yes. I mean, your earlier question about employment... some women were forced to give up work because maybe their husbands or partners needed care or their parents needed care. Some had already planned their retirement, and for some it's not practical to go on working. Yeah. And to say, I mean, Guy Opperman, you know, famously was reported as saying these women can get apprenticeships if they can't get other jobs. It is a fact in this country, and we know that the problem may be worse on the island. Ageism very much exists.
Yeah.
So to say quite openly that it's easy to go out and get another job at our age, I mean, Becky is a case in point. You know, she's a teacher and it's certainly not been easy for her.
Becky, no. Are you happy to talk about your story with us then?
Yes, certainly. Yes. When I moved to the island, I moved back determined not to wait till I retired. But having said that, I was still thinking 60 at the time, though. You know, I wanted to be back here before I retired so that I could be more involved in lots of different things. But I'm a teacher. I work in early years. It's tiring.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. There aren't that many jobs. And I'm competing with 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, not 16-year-olds, but 18-year-olds. The salary I'm being paid is also the same as that of an 18-year-old if I were to get the job. And that's really soul-destroying. I've worked my whole life, as most of the women here, we've worked our whole lives. We've fought to be, you know, the first job I did, there were people who could come up to me and say, oh, no, I won't talk to you, you're not a man. Quite literally, you know, we fought that. Hopefully it's better for our daughters. But, you know, it's not just that we didn't get equal pay. It's that we were at a complete disadvantage when we started work.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad now that, you know, young women now are not at that disadvantage. But it's not fair to say that we have had things equal, because we haven't. I mean, I don't want to be moany, but... You know, it's been I know a lot of women for whom it's been a real struggle to get on in their careers.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, or they haven't had a chance for careers because society didn't really expect a lot of women to have full-time careers. A lot of women never had a chance to get a pension, you know, or their pensions were tied in with their husband's pensions.
I mean, even now, every day in the media, you read about... the pay gap, the gender pay gap, is still going on 100 years after the suffragette movement. There is still not, you know, there's still a discrepancy and a gender pay gap. It's soul destroying.
And in particular industries as well. I work in sports TV. That's so male dominated, and it's still very obvious when someone gets a promotion or someone's put in a manager's position, they are usually... In my experience and what I've seen, they will be a male. Mm-hmm. And it's about breaking down those barriers. And so also with the WASPI movement, am I right in thinking it's a lottery of a birth date as well, isn't it? That is one of the massive injustices of this inequality.
Yeah, I mean, I missed out by 5 months.
Yeah.
Basically. You know, I and that's the other thing. I'm fortunate. I've got a very lovely circle of friends. But quite a few of those now did get their pensions. They're off on holiday. They're able to do this, that and the other. They're doing theatre trips every week or whatever. And I'm left behind. Now, I'm very fortunate. I'm one of the fortunate ones. But for a lot of people, and for some of the women we spoke to at the rally last Saturday, it's been terribly isolating for them.
Yeah.
Not only is this pension thing being a blow for them, but it's isolating them, you know, from their family, from their friends, from their social circle.
Yeah. Some women are doing 2 to 3 jobs on the island because it is menial work or part-time work, or if it's care work, they need to do a split shift. So during the day, they'll do something else, as well as helping to care for grandchildren because the daughters or sons are at work and childcare is so expensive.
Yeah.
Also caring for elderly parents because the social care funds are lessening, so you're having to do more care for parents. So all round, really, it's really, really tough for women on the island.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds really tough, like a horrendous situation. And so how did you all come to hear about WASPI and get involved with it? You know, obviously none of you got a letter telling you of the situation.
It's a nationwide movement.
Yeah.
It's actually nationwide now, and every area is more or less covered by its own WASPI group, and numbers are escalating all the time. There is... because of the pressure that's been applied by WASPI and, dare I say, other groups like Back to 60, for example, I would hasten to add that WASPI is not for reverting the women's pension age back to 60. WASPI accepts that there had to be equalisation at some point.
Yeah.
Its beef is with the fact that it was hastened up as much as it was, and it's been terribly unfair. Yeah, one of the worst things.
Yeah.
Yeah, an unfair transition. And it's hit one generation of women, particularly. Yeah. One of the soul-destroying things is there's a lot about WASPI in the national press, day in, day out now. This is happening. And when you look at some of the ill-informed comments and sneers, and I have to say mostly from men, you wanted equality and now you've got it. Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Mm. All our lives we've been asking for equality, and it's okay to give it to us now on your terms.
Yeah.
When it puts us at a distinct disadvantage.
Yeah.
But there still isn't equality. No. This is one act of equality that has been a benefit in monetary terms to the government, but there hasn't been other equality. We haven't got the same amount of women in the top jobs.
Yeah.
We haven't got women in managerial positions. We still haven't got women that travel up the ladder as fast as men do.
Yeah.
We don't have men that care for families in the same way. I'm not saying that some men are not carers, but for instance, I care for my mother who's in her 90s, and I know many women do, and I think we can go back through history that women tend to take the nurturing role.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be right in saying that if we look back through history, that was why women were in caring jobs, and why caring jobs were always lower paid, because it was not seen to be a highly skilled job that you needed to be trained for. If I look at my own story, I left school at 15. I started work. I did 40 years in the NHS. I had a lot of back issues. When I started my nursing, we didn't use hoists. We lifted people. You know, nowadays there are hoists, you don't have to do that, but we didn't. We lifted everybody, whether they were elderly ladies that were in bed day after day, whether they were young men that had motorcycle accidents and were on traction on bed rest for weeks at a time. Everybody was lifted up and down the bed for meals, for washes, for everything else, or in and out of bed. I have back issues, couldn't do my job any longer. I was helpless here on the island. I couldn't do my job any longer through discussions with HR and management. So I've had to retire. So the pension that I've had from the NHS will now have to supplement me over the next 6 years.
Until your state pension.
Until my state pension. So instead of being able to do all the other things that I'd maybe planned, that has to fund that now. Plus I've had to retrain. I've had to retrain to do something else to try and carry me through that period. So it's not easy by any respect.
No.
There's also the other knock-on effect that you traditionally get your bus pension when you are receiving your state pension.
Yeah.
Some areas have decided to honour that. I think in London you do.
You still get it at 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here on the island, we'll get it when we get our state pension.
So you don't even get the free bus travel.
So no free bus travel. And it's not only that. There are many other benefits that you would have got.
That have been pushed back.
That have been pushed back. So it makes it even harder.
Whilst we tend to have rallies, nationwide rallies, from time to time, however, this was not a marching rally. It was more of a rallying call to the 10,400 women who are affected by this on the island, that our campaign now has its own Facebook page, and that it is gaining momentum quite rapidly.
Good.
And we've certainly found that over the last two or 3 weeks. Yes. And we were delighted by the turnout last Saturday of some very angry women. I have to
say. Previous one in, when was it? August?
Was it August? Last
track. Was there, was a big national one in the summer, wasn't there? I remember seeing that and then thinking of you going, right, we need to get this word out. And I can, I've read, you know, what with the Me Too movement and equality coming into such focus with the anniversary of the suffragettes and the suffragist movement, there's been so many articles written saying, you know, women shouldn't be angry. You know, that's and it's actually, we need to embrace this anger, don't we? We get put in that corner, oh, she's just an emotional, angry woman. Well, actually, this is justified.
It's a way of keeping us in our box, basically. It has been. I have to say, I personally, I mean, I would also add that the Isle of Wight Waspy comes under the auspices, really, of the Solent Waspy Group. We are part of them, but we needed more physical representation on the island.
Yeah.
And that's why we did what we did.
Yeah.
Well, I had a dream about being angry with the announcement on the budget announcement.
Yeah.
It was announced, wasn't it? It was announced that, on 6th of November, it was announced that the state pension age for men and women would equalise at 65. But I can't get my pension until after that. How is... I don't understand how that's even... It's just been announced that they're equalising it, and yet I can't get my pension until I'm 66.
So that's what I was meant to say, sorry. When George Osborne, Waspy was holding its breath, waiting to see what the Chancellor would say in his budget speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nothing. It was not mentioned. It is constantly being swept under the carpet.
Yeah.
Baroness Altman recently said, again recently, that men in Parliament, primarily men in Parliament, are refusing to even acknowledge this problem exists. And some 50-odd women, I think Waspies, made their way into the public gallery during his speech, smuggled in their banners, and made a fuss.
Yeah.
Kicked up a stink, and apart from a small handful, everybody in the chamber stood up and applauded them.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I bet the people that didn't stand up were the ones who aren't affected.
No.
They don't. Their wife doesn't have to work or...
But previously, over the previous 2 years or so, Waspy has adopted this quiet stance, quiet pride, much as the suffragettes did to begin with, and it wasn't until they started smashing windows, and I'm not advocating that in any way, shape or form, but until they started to get angry, nothing happened.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? You can be very proud, you can stand there as strongly as you like, but
we have to get angry.
You have to get angry.
To make anything happen, and we are not going away, we are just going to get angrier.
Becky, you've just said there are 10,400 women on the Isle of Wight who have currently facing this inequality. How many do you think you've got within your Waspy group? Do you think there are a couple of hundred who are not aware that they are able to be angry and voice this issue?
I think there's a lot of women that we haven't yet reached, and that's what we want to do going forward, is to reach these women. It's one of our things we talk about is how best to reach these women, because you're not just talking about women of a certain age. Some women We have a lovely Facebook page which is doing very well, which has been set up, but a lot of women don't do Facebook, they don't do social media, they don't, some people, they don't do computers at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've put things in the county press, that has, we got people, I know we got people coming to a meeting because they'd seen something in the county press. So it is, you know, the radio is a lovely way of reaching people, isn't it? Yeah. You know, you've got to as many ways as possible. You know, 10,400 women is nearly 10% of the population of the Isle of Wight, isn't it? I think that's, I'm not quite sure what the current numbers are, but it's a huge percentage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a huge percentage of our population.
We hope to reach women as well through our social media, even if they don't do social media themselves, because, you know, everybody's has a grandmother affected, or a mother, or a sister, or an aunt, or a friend, or a neighbour. It's island-wide, you know. We are a small community. We are a very supportive community on this island, and I would hope that, you know, the island would get behind this campaign,
this movement,
really, this movement, and help us to support women so that we're not living in, you know, tragic, poor circumstances. There's been a lot about austerity recently as well, and I think, you know, there's pride as well. There's pride that women don't come forward and say, actually, I'm really struggling, I'm finding this hard, I can't go out in the evening, or I've never driven a car. Just one other thing to touch on there as well, around pensions. A lot of women had divorce settlements worked out on the fact that they would reach their pension age at 60, and now they've got this big, big deficit.
That's phenomenal.
So, yeah.
And they wouldn't have had pensions anyway, because that wasn't because of the way the, you know, married relationships.
Yeah, the married women's pensions. Yeah. So there's huge numbers of women that are affected. But, you know, we'd hope that women would, you know, come forward in one way or another. There's lots of different ways to contact us. We do have a leaflet that we had printed that we've sort of got round in various places on the island. We will be holding more meetings and groups, and we will be holding more rallies. But we do have a Facebook page. I don't know if, Di, you want to talk about our Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go to the Facebook page, just look for Isle of Wight WASPI community group.
How do you spell WASPI, just so we can clarify that for everybody?
WASPI, Women Against State Pension Inequality.
Wonderful.
I attended a rally in Hyde Park, and women from all over the country turned out for that rally. And some of the statistics that were announced at that rally were quite alarming. And again, I've heard this from women on the island, women who whose savings are nearly already depleted. Some are being forced to sell their homes. What they touched on, and they had categorical figures on this, are the amount of women who have already committed suicide because they can't face the next 5 or 6 years, particularly those who are alone and have no other visible means of support. It is a dire situation. And now I've become aware of how many women on the island are badly affected. They need to get in touch with us. They need to write to their MPs, because without that, we can't go forward as well as we would like.
Okay, so you need to basically bombard Isle of Wight MPs.
Yes, everyone's individual constituent MPs, and if you go on the Isle of Wight Council website, it will give you all of the councillors and their wards and their ward addresses.
Right. So get writing, and what should they write? Let's spell this out so it's really clear for anyone listening who might not have the confidence or the information or the knowledge at this moment to write.
I think if you write your story, how you're affected, and how you want to be represented, because after all, our MPs are there to represent us and to do right by us. Bob Seeley did turn out at our rally. I understand there is an article in the Isle of Wight Observer where he does pledge his support. So I think if we really want our MPs to do what we want them to do, we need to get in contact with them, tell them your story, tell them how you're affected, and ask how they intend to support you.
And just a minute ago, Bev, you mentioned about being nice. Now, nice is something that we are programmed into being as little girls, aren't we? Be nice and quiet. Well, you look nice, don't you? You know, you're very, very polite. And in fact, nowadays, we need to be nasty women. We need to be women who are angry within reason, justifiably, and we need to be nasty in the sense that serves us. Mm. Being nice doesn't serve you, really. If you just sit there quietly in the corner, you don't get your voice heard. And with the WASPI movement, we really need women of all ages to support each other and to get nasty. Mm. And to find that strength and that voice to make some change. This is hugely important, isn't it? It affects a huge amount of women. Yeah. It's massive inequality. And it's just
and it's
horrendous.
Being assertive. And we're not strictly for, this is, you know, a movement for women and their pensions, but we can be supported by men, and we are supported by men. Yeah. We have husbands who support us. We have sons, nephews, and so on. So, you know, it's about being together, about supporting each other.
You know, it's an injustice.
Yeah. This is an injustice against women, and it's appalling, and it shouldn't have happened. And now it has. We need to raise our voice and say that this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
It epitomised the argument for me when Bev and I attended a rally in Southampton last year. And a group of students came up to us and asked us what we were doing, and asked about WASPI and asked about the background. And they said they'd like to do a write-up on it. They were particularly interested. And when I asked them why it interested them, they said, because if they can do it to you, they will do it to us.
There you go. If you sit quietly in the corner and say nothing, more of these things will happen.
Yeah. I mean, already there was the Department of Work and Pensions last year, after the furor of WASPI came to light, announced that that if you paid £1,000 over, that this would be a top-up for your pension. And, of course, a lot of people, primarily men, I think, at the time, paid into this idea. They paid their £1,000. And when they did a pension forecast, found that it didn't make a jot of difference to their pension. And they demanded their money back. And surprise, surprise, they got every penny of it back.
Right.
What we ask for is justice. I mean, the other point I would just mention is that we are not going back to the us accepting that equalisation would happen. We weren't asking. I accepted that I might have to then retire at 62. I even might have swallowed not retiring until 64. But 6 years. Yeah. 6 years of my contributions taken away from me has made so many people angry now.
10% of our life, let alone our working life.
Yes, that reasonableness, you know, is gone.
Yeah. And it's not set at 66. No. It's not on your 66th birthday you'll get it. I think for me, I'll be nearly 67.
Okay.
And that's not set. It's already been said that it's not set. It could very well be 67, could very well be 69. Mm. And we have to look at our children. You know, my daughter's in her 30s. She may not get a pension. Mm. She works in education. She may well not get a pension. She may be expected to teach until she's 70 or 75. Is that what we want for our children?
No.